This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A winter storm warning for most of the Front Range, with the heaviest snow falling during the evening commute. CDOT wants drivers to stay off the roads during the storm's peak hours this evening. Governor Polis launched his reelection campaign this week with a focus on reducing the cost of living by decreasing state fees and dealing with housing and energy issues.
The sooner that we can retire high-cost legacy coal, replacing it with lower-cost renewable energy, the sooner those savings will be passed along to you and I and our utility bills, but also the cleaner our air will be.
Republicans say Polis is signing off on Democratic priorities that have driven up the cost of living. A dozen candidates are seeking the Republican gubernatorial nomination. States that rely on the Colorado River are working with the federal government on a new plan to protect Lake Powell on the Utah-Arizona border. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackas reports.
Last year, a drought emergency forced the federal government to send water from reservoirs in Colorado and other states to Lake Powell on the Utah-Arizona border. The water was needed to make sure dams could still generate hydropower for millions of people. The new plan is designed to preserve those water levels and prevent emergency water withdrawals from happening again. A draft of the plan will be released this spring. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackas, CPR News.
Heavy snow continuing along the Front Range tonight. Single-digit lows in the mountains, and it will be in the teens and in the 20s elsewhere. Currently in Denver, it's 27 degrees. This is CPR News.